Okay, so should I start?
Yep.
Okay, so I think it's better to have another presentation of my work, and then we can discuss with this crash in time and tempo what we can do for my future, in fact, to continue my research, because apparently I did have some huge problems. So I will start with the presentation of my work.
You can be sitting here and sit and do the presentation.
Okay, I can start that quickly. Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posterior in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing estimation of posterior, getting new posterior which are more informative by somehow integrating some extra knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation method for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kinds of knowledge or sources of knowledge I have. Well, as you know, generally posteriors are estimated using the neural networks and more specifically NLPs in speech recognition systems. So time limited window of speech signal is represented by some Kepstra features, which are then processed by an NLP, and it gives us some evidences in the form of phone posteriors. Then we use these phone posteriors as features or as scores for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decode. But we know that in this case, we are not able to integrate contextual information, line contextual information, and we are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what is proposed to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HMM formally, which is called comma state posterior, as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's, well, as you know, it's state posterior probability HMM, which is defined as the probability of any specific HMM state at specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Well, you know, it's this gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HMM regressions. And actually, one way to use this gamma posterior is using this posterior as some kind of new source for decoding. So in this case, it would be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HMM, we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and the and more informative posteriors instead of this one. So we are expecting to the system to perform better and more robust to more indicators. Here you see some results and what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of rules and also plain speech, and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or gamma. information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between words and things like that. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the Gamma-based system with the standard HMM-GMM system, which is based on doing decoding using light inputs as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So you see it's working better than the standard HMM-GMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative procedure by introducing strong knowledge like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the last data. So, when I lost all the posteriors, I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posterior. And now I don't have any posterior, and probably the scripts generating that posterior. So, what I can do.
You go to the table we have there, like the big table, with all that, then we can discuss. So I think I have all the gammas, you know, especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full models, but what about other ones, and what about the posteriors?
The posteriors?
Because I cannot stop my research. I may do something else, you know, in future with this. And where I need posteriors.
Now you need the different method. From gammas you can generate
posteriors. Even you have those three state performed gammas, you have all those?
No, I don't have them. For all and we have that because you are storing it.
Okay.
So now you can make another paper if you can.
Feature, you know?
Yeah. maybe some other PhD student should be hired.
I was just let's talk about little about this presentation itself. The slide number 6. How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole utterance? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context.
Instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole utterance, which doesn't make much sense.
Yes.
In general. So what is the possibility that you can cut the context? Instead of having the context from...
You mean a smaller context?
That's right. Yes. Might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance,
mm-hmm.
so one utterance is like a full sentence or something, there might not be much breaks in it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to go
yeah.
something which is not related.
Yes. Well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Yeah. Well, but then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context.
Mm-hmm.
How much context should I take?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Let's say Hynek's idea is usually 100
milliseconds
or 1 second.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers, hardly.
Yeah, numbers, it might be okay because most of the sentences might be 3 seconds or something.
Even less than that, yeah. Just few words.
Yes.
So, but if for CTS or something, like if it's really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you may not really need so
that much. That much of context to computer commas.
You know, it's really computationally very intensive also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. That's a really good.
Okay, so when we are talking about them, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because yeah, all the posteriors are from you.
Yeah. I cannot generate posteriors.
And
so there is.
And you don't have the scripts? Or
I don't have the C files also presently.
Ah, okay, you don't. You have just your plugins.
Yeah, not God has stopped my work. He has said that enough is enough.
And what could happen if you don't even have your plugins?
Yeah, then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Or you would have.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. Let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated posture. You just need some PHPs and then.
Yes. Yeah, you can then re-render it, you know, because it most did it on what? On those and one of couple of CTS experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS Peter still I think because he didn't lose anything.
No, but he may be linking to Matthew, because Matthew got the wave file.
He probably might.
But you got all the wave files, so.
Yeah, but the wave file is just in the temp only, right? So
yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Is that I can recover it back from
Yeah, so if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't.
Because
generate.
Even Path has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So
he doesn't have the files.
No, everything. See, if they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back on it. In a couple of days, I can put all the system back here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody has features in temp only, most of them, all the CTS features or CTS wave files. So,
yeah.
So forget about CTS at least, no, I think.
Yeah,
it's
because even to download that much of data.
It takes at least 1 or 2 weeks.
No, I can say downloading is another thing. One thing that I have to do is that they have data in a particular structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to first of all organize data files and then I can get it back here.
Mm-hmm.
But you said you need to do some segmentation also, not the problem.
And then you have to get their PLP features and.
Yeah, that I can get all those things.
Okay. Because those files are also very big. They are not single files.
Yeah. But those files can be recovered easily. Only thing is that now they have to say that we cannot recover it.
Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks for this.
One or two days, like this week, I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data for me, see, and put back the papers.
But still, I think we can't really do these things before I test.
No, we can't.
Yeah, so that's why, like, maybe we can concentrate for, especially on numbers now, and then we can go to CTS.
Yeah.
So in numbers case, what do you really need?
Just posterior estimated using PLP features for numbers.
At least, we need to generate again PLPs, but wave files are there.
Yeah, PLP, numbers 95 database is there.
PLPs are also lost.
Yeah, PLPs.
Okay.
Everything is lost.
And if you really ask me, even the structure which was there, real, every point by point, how PLPs are generated. That information is also not there.
But you're generating PLPs from FICA.
The parameters which are exact.
Mm. But at least.
Hopefully 95% I know, but that 5%.
Yeah, that you can do.
And then we need to train the new weights because MLP training needs to be done and then only the next step will happen. So it's pretty. The whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least you have something to verify there. So PLPs, or these are all 13, just only PLPs, not deltas?
No, it is not deltas. There is another problem for verifying these results. Well, for this result, you know, the configuration should not. I also saved the configuration somewhere in the temp.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of language model and things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but it's a bit.
But if you got something from Hammond or Matthew, then I have those number of states. Like we have them, no? Like it's only for only closing DCL, KCL, they have.
No. He is using different setup, I think.
No, he got from you.
Do you use our setup for the number of states? for the gamma estimation? Yes.
I think.
Okay.
So then I have those.
No, no, those things I'm also having,
yeah,
because they were done 2 years back.
Mm.
Anything which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
So you didn't have any PLPs, no, PLPs or P5s? No, PLPs. So what about these noise levels? Like we have noise waveforms in
COM
databases?
COM database, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have directly waveforms with a particular noise ID.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
those things are not disturbed.
They are in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed.
No, but I think...
Except the switchboard.
Yeah, except switchboard.
But
also we have it, but the only thing is that we don't have all the data.
But the problem is like all these SNRs, I think it may not be there in database, I guess.
No, it's
there.
Because it was...
You added already like all the noise.
No, it was being written there. It's in the database itself.
Even with SNRs.
That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
Even
the
DVD form we have it.
Yeah. So that is not a problem.
So it's not that you are added all the...
No, I didn't do it myself.
With SNR,
no,
different
no,
SNRs.
No. Means, that part is less scale.
Yeah, so at least we have wave files, so now we can generate anything in the PLP. So
the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think.
Yeah.
It's not such a major problem.
As the conclusion, there is no major problem except...
No,
it's about
the time.
Yeah.
So how much time do I want to spend again?
MRP needs to be trained and the PLP feature, so it's kind of 1.5 days for kind of to generate the new bugs.
But for all these SNRs, so that's something...
Yeah, that will, like, it means it will add up, that's it.
Mm.
But all of it is doable in 3-4 days time.
I also had that's the generated of the viewer of gamma or scenes like this, which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but it takes time with CPU and regenerating all these things. So there is no major problem. Fine. Deadline 2 weeks for I can.
I don't have to generate any new results. I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results, and anyway, there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and code.
No, the thing is, like, you can't really write this. Especially the code is a real problem. Scripts is okay, like. Even scripts also, the configurations are easy. If you forget something, even dream persist factor or something, it's really.
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, manner and all that. But especially. So right now you have told to the...
It looks like if you get 3 disks gone, then it's very difficult to get it.
Which is?
If it's 1 disk, it's fine. Because at least one is having the...
No, 1 disk, there is no problem.
Mirror, so it will recover from the mirror. But the 3 disks are gone, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it went, like... Usually, as soon as one disk fails, it should be replaced. Actually. And
so it should be replaced by.
Otherwise it will go on destroying other disks. I don't know how it happened. Such a thing. Usually, as soon as one fails, it actually notifies the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise. To make sure that it has to be replaced. So if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail. That's the internal recovery. If you just replace the disk, it can internally it can quickly recover everything into that disk.
Mm.
So it's like if you have you have, it's kind of like essentially if it is like 100 GB then a type of space, then it essentially will have 200 GB only visible data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one, it can recover everything on that.
It will have
internally it can do that kind of thing. But if it's a 3 disk space, then it's a really difficult job. I don't know how it can recover. Probably the one way that they extend the hard heart is to the people who are experts, and they do like sector to sector, wrong by wrong, you try to recover. But that's, it's very expensive.
But that will
simple, yes, a simple thing might cost you minimum 10,000 euros.
But even this may be really huge state also.
Was it Inchel? Any idea?
I don't know. I don't think insurance company will give it.
No, insurance can take care of things. Anything can be insured in this water.
I think maybe some companies definitely they will insure those. Yeah. You can't really have so many backups. Yeah.
But it still means one thing which is mystery to me, why Temp 1 and Temp 2 were deciding on the same artist?
No, it was because it was not Temp 1, Temp 2, but they have the same, it has 3 dB, 3 disks, hard disk category.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go up to 14 or something like that, but it tells them the same.
Yeah, so it means
it's just partition.
But
so that
so it tries to put, if you, it tries to quickly put things in this way. That, so that, but only thing is that only one strike has the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Keep taking out the backup. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it puts everything quickly. You can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No. What I'm saying means Temp 1 and Temp 2 could have been different systems.
Altogether. No, I think that's a soft name they were given.
I'm saying they could have kept differently.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems was the problem.
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to keep up to 14 hard disks.
Hard disks, there are already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so they have 5,
mm-hmm.
and you can go up to 14 if you want to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
And it can still work. And it's and the way it looked like, it's still fault tolerant, you know. The way it is.
But we
usually it does that if you, one disk crashes before if it is replaced quickly, then no problem. Otherwise, unsafe data will start the first thing you get losing loss.
Hmm. Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
Yeah, I know, temp.
Temp is, anyway, I think they can do because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
if they can really recover it.
But is it really costly, this system?
Yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing, they might do it within, you know, 5,000 euros and all. But if it's very much detailed, they will just, if the system, the whole thing starts like this, that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form, and then only they will start touching your hard disk.
No. I checked over the net, it's not away. You send the things to them,
yeah.
They will see if they can recover, then only they'll ask you that this
no,
is
no,
the quotation.
No,
but if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No, that's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk,
mm-hmm.
then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it,
No. First they'll give you a quotation. They won't go without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, means it's a wrong information.
Maybe at least they will give some number, otherwise.
Yeah. Because in the beginning, what they say that send us the thing.
Yeah.
We look at the things. If it is recoverable, we will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you.
Mm.
But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you for the inspection.
Right. That is.
Yeah, at least they will know beforehand.
That's right.
Of what they can do.
Yeah.
No, it is up
means
to you.
Looking at the how much failure has happened,
yeah.
Accordingly they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know, they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover. But that much you will want to go or not with the question.
But even like how much important data, like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so
yeah.
You don't really need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
4 tera?
4
tera.
4
tera. So how much is 4 tera? 4,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, 4,000
gigabytes. Okay.
4,000 gigabytes.
Not much.
Yeah.
That's a big.
So, but now we got something like.
Isn't rate 1 is more fault out in tests compared to rate 5?
No, rate 5 is better than
rate
5.
Rate 1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy. Two copies of the same thing will be existing. That is rate 1.
Rate 5 is 20% copy.
That's right. Rate 5 is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No. So rate 1 is exactly, means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant. And there is no parity kind of or anything, nothing exists there.
Yes.
So the disk which has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The thing, disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disks have crashed for the same data, you cannot recover anything. If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything. So that is rate 1.
Anyway, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a simple laptop?
No, I would say, how would you like to go about with ICAST?
Well, I think after this meeting, we can try together to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posterior, then if by the end of the week we could have posterior, then it's not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what are the experiments you need to do? What are the new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly, there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against this tuning factors like language model,
language
factor and word inversion penalty. This will be the main new issue. And
do you feel that this paper material?
Yeah, the new thing in the paper and well.
And also maybe like this noise.
Noisy cases.
But the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that?
Well,
this
actually,
is not in the paper.
Actually, this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
The paper was just for plain speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before, and I cannot copy these things, because I talked with Hebe and he said, okay, actually, the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features, and we have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or something like this. So, I had to redo all the experiments, but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posterior, and now we have two more steps, PLP and then posterior.
Okay.
At least now we can know a full system setup.
So maybe what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes,
and
thank you.
You can generate from bottom.
Yeah.
Train MLP, test MLP.
Thank you very much.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You were always using 39, right?
I was using 39.
But then why these features you gave me like the 13? You
I wanted to extend this. Actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAST was something related to multi-stream gamma.
This one.
I will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and I thought that one stream will be PLP and the other will be delta PLP.
Oh, okay.
So this was one part of experiment. So single stream, and then I wanted to combine deltas with this and have another table. So that was what. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not, it's not showing a strong results. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then, for now, I think it's better to instead of doing PLP and delta PLP, I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah, those results only you reported in intro speech, like 39 PLP results.
Yeah,
39.
They were that's why they were less than 10%
reduction.
No, even like clean speech you were.
So what is this result? This is related to your MLMI?
No, it's intro speech.
No, this is just
okay. These numbers are full PLP 39.
Okay.
But just to make things clear in the presentation, to show more steps.
What is a tripod gamas?
He is a tripod MLP.
Okay. Your MLP.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, he gave scale things to me, then I didn't take gamas.
Okay.
Even
but those gammas would be same as normalize the scale like yours.
Yeah.
Right?
No. They are different.
Passing through that data from that channel.
Yeah, because I have trifon G-mums and D-mums.
Okay.
So he gave me scale like yours of trifons.
Not scale like yours.
Yeah, scale like
yours. Scale like yours.
Scale like
from?
From trifon
G-mum. Oh, MLP scale like yours.
Yeah.
Right. You are having posteriors there, right?
Yeah, so I divided by
the pliers.
Pliers, yeah.
Okay, so
then again I will pass through full network, then I can generate trifon gammas.
And full network, what was the architecture?
Like no, it's just G-mum world models. We have all the connections to written on the world. So. Mm-hmm.
So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then first thing is like we need to generate PLPs and then all these SNRs, PLPs.
It's amazing that everything was on it.
No, but I think there's still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to, I think that the most of those things should be there. Copy it already. They could.
No, it was there on yesterday morning also, even.
Yeah.
So I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable and so I can't write anything.
No, you don't have to write, but you can read.
Yeah, so but we don't know, like, we thought, like, I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I'll get everything. So, because if you want to copy again, you'll have.
That's all because of you. You came on wrong day from Iran. You should have come on Juma. It could have been okay.
But yeah, still some people are in vacation, so they will really.
They will get a shock out there, like.
See, they will be back.
If
you.
Maybe they won't come back if they have read their pants.
He flies to Senegal directly.
So, Daniel is there in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm. But even all over the recent iteration, iterative training setup is intense. We was like, how much we can copy, because it's really so many iterations and. Even we thought of really completing many more experiments or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least, yeah, scripts are there, every script. Every scripts are there. So if they can record.
The day on which you want to run the scripts is not there.
Yeah, if they can record at least Hammond's C files, then.
If they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah. Even if they give you P files, it's really bad. Even you don't really need to run all that.
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features also. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Yeah, you just only like recent P files at least.
And what if we have someday a fire in India? We will lose all the data.
Oh, that is, anywhere fire will lose all the data.
I mean, but. They have, well, I think.
Nowadays it's not the case. They're physically also separated.
Yes,
yeah.
They can, you know, store.
Yeah, physically it's separated.
But you know, here we can see they have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and.
Yeah, sprinkler something around here, I hope so.
But still, I think I.
Oh, it's sprinklers.
In Edinburgh they had that big fire and then.
And then wood is there in sprinklers, don't work.
Even server that. Buildings and all the computers in that building, they are all burned, but they have like 3 backups in the university, so at least people will be in trouble for 8 months. Which universities, maybe it's really big.
Yeah.
So they
have distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they will
have backup in different
physically
places.
Physically and different
places. And also in some in underground, so they have like fireproof or.
Yeah, in the UK, apartment or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the conclusion is to have a backup on the CD at home.
No, CDs are not enough.
Like CDs are not enough. That's
yeah,
how much?
No,
because one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
Yeah.
So then CDs are not enough.
Phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home and so I have all the data of my CD. I don't know if I copied all the numbers that are on that.
So you are talking about data, or you are
data itself, whole feature to everything, feature, segmentation, every label file, everything in there. I can recover it back from the.
But what about some Iqbal's home directories? Or he also kept everything in temp?
No, he was having a lot many things in the proper places.
Mm.
But in temp, he was having a lot of important things. So all the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least if we can recover, if we can read some of his stuff or something.
Mm.
Did you look at his own Iqbal, home speed Iqbal?
Look what?
Look for any features or anything like that.
No.
What we do with his features?
No, he maybe he might be using same PHP features or something.
No. Okay, that way. Might be, but the situation is that he was generating his own PHP features from his own scripts. He was not using Dr. Speech. So he was like, he was. So I borrowed few of the things from him.
Yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my all programs. So I kept the backups, but those backups are themselves on temp. I didn't know that this way it can crash, because I thought might be I can do a mistake and wipe out the things. And then there is no backup. So I cannot blame anybody, but I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash. Now in my life, I will never believe anything which is temporary. Whether it is temperature or whether it is temporary. Because just few days back, I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing. But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of.
Only good thing is that the numbers, I think I pretty much can recover all, even the trifon experiments.
Mm.
Because I think I have kept those labels all the things must be directly a P file of it.
No, then it's good.
So
it's easy
to generate back all those labels of the good thing.
So but your PLP is
PLP should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept the PLP also somewhere
there. Then we just need to run your not on there. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly a few minutes.
PLP is not there.
The extra work got into, like, you know, converting the segmentation from monophone to triphone, this kind of thing. Then all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Ah.
Which scripts?
Like,
from posteriors to
post
alignment.
No, what you do is, like, you have the segmentation to train the for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into triphone segmentation, because there's monophone and triphone, they are not different, except that you're just going to give a different label to that.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here,
mm-hmm.
rather than now, you know, you see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover, means I have to recover through the monophone segment, segmentation to triphone segmentation.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That's the number that's very fast. So it's
no, but it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
three hours.
3 hours, I think, yeah. Yeah,
but
you can't tell the problem.
The thing is that right now you know almost what is the, like, the one which will give you the best result, so you can control.
Not in all cases, that's the problem which people are facing. Because everything was written then and there itself. Means even if the optimization has been done, they did the optimization there and they worked on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with pen or something on a paper or saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
So, for example, if you want to replicate all these results, then you need to use all Hammond's PHP configuration, then that's
because what if I change my configuration, then
your results
are somewhere else.
Then even you don't know.
Anyway,
okay.
Let's recover it. So let's hope the best.
So how much time do you have spent?
I think we have spent.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
You.
Fine. Okay. Bye.
Have a good day.
Good day.
So.
It's all we have to do first.